today on Real Radio.
You and I have been kind of conditioned to apologize for America. Listen, don't fall for that stuff. There's no perfect government, but you're sitting tonight in a constitutional form of government that is the longest living constitution in the history of mankind. No other nation in the history of the world has wrought freedoms for its people more than what you have tonight. Don't let it die.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in an Independence Day message called A Time to Remember, asks us, what does it mean to be an American? An American is someone who chooses to adopt what makes America great, and that is her founding principles that are based in Christianity. Now more than ever before, God's people must take a stand in what we believe. America's pillars are being shaken, and her liberty can be lost, not in a generation, but in a moment's time. America's youth are growing up without knowing the deep roots of her history. Our founding fathers declared America to be a Christian nation, not by force, but by choice. Today on day two of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that we can't separate the Americans' understanding of liberty from their Christianity. Liberty is the human heart. God's hand is upon America, and our calling is to be the beacon of light that leads our nation back to Christ. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Now, there's a big debate going on. In fact, I was watching it tonight as today, I don't know if you know this or not, but today, a movie was launched today called America. And nobody paid any attention to it. Nobody criticized it. Nobody said anything about it until the crowds began showing up today in theaters across America. And by tonight, there were people all of all kinds of different liberal persuasion saying all these negative things about America and all this stuff and how mean we are and all this stuff. And they didn't give it any attention, but now the movie's out and people in droves are going to this movie about America. And the subtitle is, Where would the world be without America? And today you and I have been kind of conditioned to apologize for America. Listen, don't fall for that stuff. There's no perfect government, but you're sitting tonight in a constitutional form of government that is the longest living constitution in the history of mankind. No other nation in the history of the world has wrought freedoms for its people more than what you have tonight. Don't let it die. Get involved, get engaged. Find out what's going on in your culture and stand up for what is right. And let's stand up for what is long lasting, what is beyond the tip of our nose. It's absolutely essential. Did you know that the United States, in its efforts, have liberated more people in other countries than any other nation on earth? That is a fact. You think about that for a moment. By the way, the United States is still, this is amazing. I went online to the U.S., the CIA website has information on this, and I went to the European Union as well, and I went to the United Nations website as well to confirm this, because it's hard to believe. But did you know still tonight, that there are more people trying to break into America than those that are trying to get out of it? Did you know that? People are still trying to come here. Did you know that there are more people immigrating to the United States legally, I'm saying, just legally, on record, there are more people immigrating to the United States every year than all other nations combined in the world. It's still the great last hope in the world today. People still want to come here for protection, for freedom. They believe in other countries that they can come here and have a free life in our culture, in my community, in this community. Maybe we should stop and ask people when we see them wearing their turbans, for example, or wearing burqas or saris or whatever they're wearing from their culture, we should stop and ask them, excuse me, it's obvious that you may not be from the United States. What caused you to come here? Ask them. You might be surprised to find out that immigrants have such a high and lofty view of America. Many of us who are born here, we just think it's just going to continue on. It cannot continue on unless we defend it and stand for it. The United States still to this hour With all of our financial hardship, the United States is still the most generous humanitarian and natural disaster relief nation in the history of America, or history in the world, that is. No other nation exceeds us in that. The United States has more patents and inventions to its name than any other nation regarding our nation's liberties. Absolutely brilliant. Now, I want to give you some things right now. For some of you young people, I hope you find this exciting. I hope you find this cool. I love this stuff. I'm quoting from John Adams. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions and unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. If America goes down, it's because we will stop being a moral and religious people. We cannot let that happen. Alexis de Tocqueville, the French philosopher and historian, when he came to the United States, in his own book, and I quote from his own writings, said, "Upon my arrival in the United States, the religious aspect of the country was the first thing that struck my attention. The Americans combine the notion of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive that the one would exist without the other." Isn't that an amazing statement? A man from France lands here in Boston, and he observes America, and he says, you cannot separate the Americans' understanding of liberty from their Christianity. That meant that Alexis de Tocqueville saw in the American spirit the understanding that the Bible and the God of the Bible wants you and I free. And I want to add this too. You can be an absolute atheist in the United States. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? Try being an absolute atheist tonight in Saudi Arabia. Try being an atheist tonight in Iran. Try being an atheist tonight in Pakistan. It's illegal. It's punishable by death. They not only kill Christians, they'll kill homosexuals, and they'll kill atheists. In America, think of it. You have the freedom granted to you, given to you by our founding fathers. Yes, they were Christians, but they made an open door. If you didn't want to believe in God, you could still enjoy the freedoms. All of us tonight have equal protection under the law. That's a miraculous thing if you think about it. No other nation has ever given its citizens this. No one enjoys this. Jesus said in John 8:36, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus said that. Liberty is in the human heart. God made you. The Bible says you've been created in the image of God. Obviously. You're smart. You can have logic and reason. You know what real experience is, and you know what's fake. And so tonight, you can choose to be an American. Tonight, you can choose to be a Christian. Or choose not to be. It's your choice. Our nation's founders. Did you know that 56 of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, 27 of them were Bible seminary educated people. Most of them had attended Christian colleges like John Harvard University, Yale, Princeton, Dartmouth, Columbia, to name a few. Christian universities. Universities that were established by pastors to create ministers for America. Regarding the glorious cause, these 56 signers have been considered to be the greatest intellects of America gathered together in one place in the same time for the same cause in history. 56 men gathered together in one place over the course of some years to bring about the same thing, and it's believed that because of their education and their IQ, that it's estimated that the smartest guys in the room together for the same cause, that people can gather from information throughout world history, 56 of them were in the same cause in the same room at the same time. Think of the amazing hand of God upon that, I believe. Listen to what William Penn said. "Those people who will not be governed by God will find themselves ruled by tyrants." Think of the communism that has swept the world and now really has gone bankrupt, communism. When you reject God, that's why communism cannot allow God to exist. a handful of power brokers become gods to a culture. And William Penn is right. Those people who will not be governed by God will find themselves ruled by tyrants. Our founders have a deep education and knowledge of liberty and freedom, and they used God's word to bring our freedoms to us. Our nation's faith. Now think about this. Our nation's faith. We were recently labeled as a nation that is not Christian. But did you know that Noah Webster, the inventor of the American Dictionary, a founding father, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, author, congressman, Noah Webster says, and I quote, now if you don't like this, I'm quoting Noah Webster, a founding father. In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed in. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and the privileges of a free people. That's what Noah Webster said. That's an awesome statement. Think of that. Our nation's hope. A lot of people are losing hope. There was a poll this week, and the poll question asked, are you proud to be an American as we come to the birthday of the United States? Are you proud to be an American? And listen to this, for the first time in recorded American history, 50% of Americans said they're proud to be an American. That's an all-time low. And an all-time high, 44% of those polled said they were not proud to be an American. And the balance, people didn't say. How sad is that? But why did they say they're not proud to be an American? Have they lost hope? Are they losing hope? What is bringing them to this understanding that maybe it's over? I want to encourage you. There is a thing that has been greatly misunderstood, and I'll begin to wrap this up now. Because of our lack of being educated regarding what it is to be an American, people have completely redefined a phrase or a statement regarding American exceptionalism. People now believe that that is something where an American sticks their nose up and says we're better than everybody else, and that's not what it means. In 1645, the first statement was made regarding America being exceptional, before it was even named America. The reason why there's this thing called American exceptionalism is that God has so blessed this place. Friends, it is absolutely bizarre. This nation is self-contained and all of its resources. Did you know America can not only feed its Americans within it, America feeds the world. Did you know our natural resources not only take care of us, we can take care of the world. When's the last time you heard that the United States has enough natural gas to supply at our current use our consumption of natural gas up to 300 years from tonight? Did you know that? What about oil? Did you know that the United States now, it's estimated that the United States could possibly have enough petroleum to last us at our current consumption rates for an additional 300 years? Why are we not hearing these things? I want to encourage you tonight. There's great hope. Just because we see things being manifested in a sense of lawlessness today, listen, I don't believe it has to be as bad as it seems. We just need to engage our culture, my friends. We need to remember that the founding fathers prayed to God. And miraculous event after miraculous event, God came through for this nation. In the beautiful, awesome picture of what's called the embarkation of the Pilgrim Fathers, when they were leaving Europe, remember this. You can see this great painting online or in person in our nation's rotunda in Washington, D.C. Remember, those founders aboard that ship had the Bible open as they began to make their voyage to America, and they had it open to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And you can see it today. You can read about that. You can see the painting of it. Did you know in the U.S. Capitol building, there's a beautiful painting of a young woman being baptized? She converted to Christianity. She, first of all, listen to this. Before she could even be baptized, and before she was invited to ask Jesus Christ into her life, she was given the gospel for 1 year to make sure she understood what she was accepting. No rushed conversion. That woman accepted Jesus Christ of her own choosing. And the painting of that hangs in our nation's capital. And from that moment of her baptism, her name was changed from Pocahontas to Rebecca. Did you know that? And Rebecca, Pocahontas, when she went on a diplomatic mission to England, she arrived in London, and the Englishman called her Princess Rebecca of America, Pocahontas. I never saw Disney portray that in their cartoon, did you? Amazing truth about America that we don't often hear, if ever. Our nation's leaders. Thomas Jefferson said, "No nation has ever existed or been governed without religion, nor can be. The Christian religion is the best religion that has been given to man, and I, as chief magistrate of this nation, am proud to give it the sanctions of my example." Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin said at the Constitutional Convention, they had been meeting for 5 weeks and they could not come to an agreement. They had hit a perilous deadlock until the atmosphere was aroused by a call from Benjamin Franklin, who said, and I quote, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it possible or probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" By the way, from that moment on, they began praying. In fact, they broke up from that meeting. They went across the street and they prayed. And it's as though the heavens broke open. Some of those who wrote about it said the atmosphere completely cleared up. And they went back, by the way, and made world history. Which leads us to this. There was a pledge that came out of that. Did you know that our nation is the only nation in the history of the world to adopt as its national motto, its pledge, its anthem, "In God We Trust"? Some people think that was recent, in the 1950s. And yet history shows us that it surfaced much earlier than that. "In God We Trust." It's on our money. It's at the Supreme Court. It's at the U.S. Capitol. "In God We Trust." And then in our prayers, and this is where we'll end here. Our nation's prayer. At that first Constitutional Convention in 1787, as I mentioned a moment ago, little progress had been made, but they went to prayer at the calling of Benjamin Franklin. And the prayer that was offered up was such an amazing prayer by Pastor Jacob Duchesne that John Adams wrote to Abigail Adams and said that it was a prayer that was offered up by heaven itself. Friends, listen, never stop praying for America. It is your home. It is the last beacon of freedom. There's no place better on earth, no matter what people tell you. I saw tonight on the news, getting ready to come here, that Bill Ayers, the founder of that radical group, the Weather Underground, domestic terrorist group in America of the 70s, Bill Ayers said on TV tonight, he said that America is the reason why there's great evil in the world. Think of that. I can argue back and say, no, there's no perfect government on earth. But America has been used by God to be a beacon, to be a shining light. In fact, it was the writings of the Pilgrims who announced that America could be a city on a hill. And when Ronald Reagan read that, Ronald Reagan added, and you know it now, it's in history books, that America can become a shining city on a hill. And you remember that. That is an awesome thing. I want to end with this prayer, and I had an amazing honor this last fall when Benjamin Franklin called for the prayer in the First Congress and Pastor Duché offered that prayer. I had the high honor at the 113th Congress in Washington, D.C. to offer up this prayer before Congress this last fall. And I want to pray it again tonight, and allow me to say it exactly as I said it in our nation's capital. But I pray that, listen, tonight that God would honor this prayer, and I pray that tonight, maybe where you're at right now, you might say to God, God, I choose to become an American tonight, something that you decide to do. You might even choose tonight, Lord, I decide to become a Christian tonight. Because listen, we can talk about liberty all we want, but listen, the truth of the matter is, you can die the most patriotic American this nation has ever seen, but if you die without your sins being forgiven, the free gift of eternal life given by Jesus Christ himself, you'll never know freedom. You'll never know real freedom. This nation, the freedoms you enjoy were founded upon the Bible. But the ultimate freedom is Jesus Christ, who hung on that cross to set me free, to set you free from your sins, from my sins. That's the freedom. That's liberty. And if you understand that, then you will fight for liberty in all areas. You will defend freedom. I will defend, and I'll give my life to defend your freedom not to believe. I believe in that. But Jesus Christ gave his life for you that you could be saved if you so decide to. If you so ask Christ into your life. Not become a member of this church. No. Not join some religious society. It can't help you. But tonight to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. Cleanse me from my sins. He'll do that very thing. So this is the prayer that I offered up this last October 29th. At the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and may God honor it still. Almighty God and Father, if it be your will that we might be revived as a nation, hear my prayer. I ask you to make us a thankful people, that we would bless you, the author of abundant mercies. Enable us to display a gratitude for all your goodness by endeavoring to fear and obey you. Bless us with your wisdom in this house, success in our battles, and let our prosperity be tempered with generosity. We pray that you would keep the United States in your holy protection, and that you would incline our hearts to cultivate a spirit of peace and obedience to both you and your government, that you would cause us to do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly in that love that is characteristic of your Son, the author of our blessed faith. Grant us this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and all God's people said, Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called A Call to Remember. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, there is great hope for America today when we pray with Bibles open for God to forgive us and bring healing to our nation. Today was day two of this lesson, and we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Let me give you a tab that's going to really help you if you're interested in leading other people to the Lord. It's a tab called Know God. That's K-N-O-W, God. And it's right there at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You know, we've all been there at some point. You're really strong in your faith. You know what you know. You know what's going on in your life and in your heart. But sometimes you may be a struggle to share it with other folks. Well, I'll tell you what. Go to the Know God tab. That's K-N-O-W, God, at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Pastor Jack's got a great video there that's going to help you approach non-believers in your life. You can learn from this video yourself or send it to an unbelieving friend. It's the Know God tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.